Good?
Okay. Hello, everyone. So, so my name is Robin. I worked at Red Hat, but I'm not getting paid for this. So this is a project that I maintain since 2021 for just my personal enjoyment, and so I will try. Okay, so I got that slide was present last year, and a lot of people are asking me how do you pronounce that name exactly. So we have a bunch of different choices which you can select. The Spanish one, what happened? Okay, the Spanish one is new. I just figured it out yesterday. So it's AF with the tongue. It's not easy to say, but so actually it was an acronym at the origin, but this was completely lost in time. Probably not really important. So what exactly is that? So it's an email client that you can run into a terminal or terminal emulator. It supports a variety, or I should say maybe all of the backends and outgoing protocols. One of the original things is that compared to Mott or Alpine or Pine, you can actually have multiple tabs and switch from tab to tab without suspending your email you're currently composing, which is the case with Mott, for example. But other than that, it's a great deal of innovation. It's a basic TUI interface. So the plan today is to give you an overview of how you can get started, and then a quick peek of how you can tweak ARC to your preferences, and maybe we can get into more details about what would you like, if you're already using it, what would you like to do in the future with it. So one of the things that's specific to ARC is that when you first install it, just run it, it will present you to a welcome screen, ask you your name, email address, try to figure out automatically what is your IMAP and SMTP servers, and if it fails, you will have to do that manually. You can use that new account wizard to add new accounts. Even after you have the first one, you can add others. And then for advanced configuration for the accounts, you will need to edit the text file. So it's pretty basic. And as I will show you, you have help. You can just read the help in line in the client without going out. So this is just a quick example with JMAP. So I do have my DNS zone, which is properly configured to expose the required SRV entries so that it can figure out automatically that it needs to reach api.fastmail.com, even though my email is at jerry.cc. So that's basic DNS SRV discovery. There are more advanced autoconfigs mechanisms, which disappear? Oh, no. There are more advanced autoconfig mechanisms, which I do not, ARC doesn't support yet. But at some point, maybe we could do something about that. So if you ever get lost, you can read the manual pages inside the client. Can you still hear me on the back? Okay. So there's a built-in command, help, whatever, and you have automatic completion, so it's pretty easy to access. You can also display the contextual key bindings, so depending on where you are, if you press question mark, it will pop a screen and say, if you press that, it corresponds to that blah, blah, blah command. So for example, this is, so if you do just help, and then you have the completion, and it will actually run the man command. it will run the man command, and it will open a new tab with man running, right? That's confusing. So then it's just man with your own pager, your own man configuration, however you want it. Let's move to that. So all the configuration is located in a single file, except for the account details. You have a org.conf, which contains every settings which are related to UI layout, compose options, the message viewer options, part filters, and all that things I will explain later. And recently, what we added is a reload command that you can help. It helps not restarting the program; it's just reloading the UI live. The only thing that's done in a separate file is the coloring, which is called style sets in Arc. It's done in a separate file, but that's the only thing which is separate. So one of the originalities of that client is that you can use Go templates pretty much everywhere, where you can use them to compose new messages, but you can also use them in commands, in the command prompt. And you can use them to determine how your message list is rendered. So how many columns you want, what's the alignment, whatever. And then it's free. You can do for loops. The Go template language is pretty extensive. So this is a quick example of what you can do. Of course, many people have done crazy things, which I will not have time to present here, but you can also, so you can tune the width of stuff everywhere. You can have folder-specific settings or account-specific settings. There's the style set name here, which is actually, you can switch that to another one, so it's like a color theme in your terminal, which you can have something for Arc thing. So this is what it looks like. So it's basic key value. You have whatever thing that you want to color or put in bold or italic or underline or whatever. And then you equals something on the right. And you can have pretty complex stuff, like if you want to have messages which have something in the subject to be displayed in bold magenta, you can do that. It's still dark. It's a mild rising example. I think people have done the Rasta theme, which is more involved. So here you can see the patch arc is in blue, so that's a specific style set line which says I want that the messages which have patch in capitals colored differently. So here you have an overview of the message viewer. So this is a HTML email which is viewed into web browser. The W3M browser. Yeah. Actually, Arc doesn't do anything. It just runs whatever thing that understands HTML. And a new thing which I cannot present here because it doesn't display images, you can actually, if you have attachments or parts, images, you can display them using Sixels or Kitty image protocol. So it's actually real images. in the native resolution. So it's kind of nice. So one thing which we briefly talked about is that when you read an email, so for example, if you read plain text, usually you will not need that much styling, or maybe just the quotes. You want the quotes to be blue or green or whatever color you like. But when you do patch contribution or patch review using your email client, it's pretty nice to be able to read the patches with diff coloring or diff whatever styling you want. Like you could use Git Delta to completely mangle the patches and display side-by-side diffs or however you like that. So you can also use that to transform non-text parts into something you can actually read, like calendar invitations or V-cards or and for example, before we had 6-cell support in Arc, the only way you could see images is that you would transform them into ASCII something. So this is the example I have here with cat EMG, where you actually pipe whatever PNG or JPEG image, and it will transform that into a pixel mess with big blocks everywhere. So now this isn't needed anymore. It's just to give you an example. But so another interesting example is the text HTML. So we have a built-in script, which is it just runs a web browser, so W3M, and it gets piped the raw HTML source in a standard input, and then you can actually interact with it. So you can, if you want, you can follow links directly without opening Firefox. Or so maybe just not for everyone, but it can help to, you can even enable inline images into HTML email, which is looks weird. Yes?
Does it run JavaScript?
So the question is, does it run JavaScript? I don't think so, maybe. I don't know W3M that well. But you can actually, the default is sandboxed, so it doesn't have any network access. I'm sure there are other terminal-based web browsers where you could have JavaScript if you want. So one thing is key binding. So it's pretty straightforward. You have a bunch of different contexts like message viewer, message list, the composer, and composer review screen. And you can map some key sequences like control something or GG, blah, 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 whatever. And it will map that to a keystroke sequence. So you can chain commands like that, which I don't recommend right now, but you can have pretty long examples. So this is one of the examples you could have is control P, and it will run menu, blah, 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 and then enter. And it will actually pop a small dialogue where you list all your folders of that account, and you can just fuzzy type whatever name, press enter, and we'll switch to that folder. The other example is that, as mentioned earlier, you can use Go templates, and you could have some specific binding to compose a message to, like recompose a message to the same recipients, but without replying or forwarding the message. So you could reuse whatever, so here I'm reusing the two header, but you could reuse whatever header you want. I think I'm, yeah, I'm a bit early. That's okay. So we recently released 0.20. .1, the .1 is, if you can have it, it's good. I know that some, for example, Debian doesn't allow vendoring dependencies. So 0. The .1 version has a fix, but in a dependency. So we cannot really update the Debian package because it's not accepted upstream yet. Anyway, so you should check out from source. It's safer. And then if you trust your distribution, that's OK as well. As I said, I maintain that on my personal time. But I use that every day, and I use it mainly with JMAP and IMAP. But I know there's a lot of choices, so I would be interested in knowing how people are using that and if they are not missing some features or maybe some discomfort from migrating from a different email client to Arc or something that you had before and you miss. And these are the ideas I had for the future. So one of the first thing is I would like to make it possible to completely go offline, continue to read email if you have them in cache. You could tag them, say, I delete this one, move that to whatever folder, compose a message, send it. And then when you get back online, everything gets queued out. So it's not an easy thing to do, but I think I will try this year, if I can. The chaining commands is a weird one. So since Arc is completely async, when you type, you run something like archive, blah, something, it will give you back control immediately, and it will queue the command in the background. So if you're running with IMAP, it may take 1 second for the server to respond, say, oh, I finally moved your message. But you don't want to block the user while it's running. So the problem is that if you want to do read, like flag the message as seen, and then you want to archive it, you could have timing problems if the archive finishes before or whatever. So we would need some way to mark, I want to wait until the previous command has finished before doing the next one. And then about threading, so we have basic MUT-like threading where you have a complex tree of messages. If you reply to one in the middle, it would start a new subtree. We don't have flat conversations like in Gmail or other clients. I don't know if people are interested in that. If they are, maybe you could give us a shout out. And also, so if you have any things that you would like to have in Arc which are not present yet, please state it up. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions in the room? I see one.
Yes.
No. Well, you did ask for questions or issues we have with ERC or Arc. My biggest gripe is filtering emails. So I really like the not much syntax, but I don't need a database indexing my emails. So would you accept different filtering syntaxes that are part of Arc itself?
So the question is, email filtering and searching isn't very convenient.
Yeah.
So for people who don't use not much or other like Gmail extensions, they would like to have a more comfortable and natural filtering capability built in. Yes, of course, we would like so. So this is part of making Arc better with disconnected offline, where we would store partial indexes locally, and then we could do, because if you rely on the distant IMAP server, you cannot search on emails you don't have yet. So you rely on the remote email server. If it is IMAP, it's restricted to a bunch of specific matchers. For JMAP, it's different. But if we have a local cache, we could do something unified, whatever your backend is.
And what would it look like? Would it be a different syntax that you enable inside the config, or would it be a change to the current syntax?
So I don't know if we would need to change the current syntax. I don't mind changing it. Yes?
For filtering, there is already a standard syntax sieve. So it would be interesting.
So the idea was to reuse sieve? Maybe. Why not? I don't know if it's convenient to type. Probably not. Yeah.
It's better than fork.
Yeah, yeah. But maybe something more like Google, like you just from colon me or from Mike, and it will automatically detect that you're talking about the from header, and it will filter, you know, fuzzy find something, or I think something more intuitive than looking up command flags like dash F, dash C, dash something. So actually now we have, when you have the interactive command completion, you will have a description of each flag and it will say what that flag is for, which is good, because before you would get a list of flags and then thanks. Yeah?
Have you tried out Apache Pika for the attachment temporization?
I'm sorry, can you...
Have you tried Apache Pika for the attachment temporization?
Apache Tika.
No, I don't know that. I'm sorry.
It's so a Java-based thing that you can use to convert attachments in text, like images and do OCR and things like that.
Oh, so the question is, Apache Tika is a... tool or framework that you can pipe whatever binary and you could convert it to text.
Yeah.
So I haven't tried that, but probably you can use it as a filter for PDF or different things. Yeah?
How do you handle message threads? Do you build this web locally, or do you use the extensions from the server that provide credit?
Yeah, so the question is how the threading algorithm is implemented. So we have a bunch of options. So by default, it will try to use server-side or remote-side threading. So if you have IMAP thread extension, it will ask the server to return a bunch of threads. And if you don't, it will fall back to doing the threads locally. So it's imperfect because you need to fetch all the emails to have a complete thread. It doesn't work with messages which are in different mailboxes. And this is something which is not easy to implement because we would need to preemptively and eagerly fetch messages from all mailboxes and build a complete cache locally, which is unrealistic. So, yeah.
All right. Thank you very much again.
By the way.